When a middle school English teacher became a millionaire in his 30s without inheritance or risky schemes, people naturally wanted to know how. The secret wasn't market timing wizardry or get-rich-quick strategies, but 9 straightforward rules that should be taught in every school but rarely are. This book has developed a cult following among financial experts and educators, with Warren Buffett reportedly keeping copies to give away. What makes these insights so powerful is how they transform complex financial concepts into straightforward advice anyone can follow, regardless of income or background. The path to wealth isn't about financial genius, it's about understanding fundamentals that most schools never teach. True wealth isn't about flashy possessions funded by debt. Many seemingly wealthy people actually survive on loans and credit cards. Most million-dollar homes aren't owned by millionaires, but by non-millionaires with large mortgages, while 90% of actual millionaires live in homes valued under $1 million. Genuine wealth means having investments that generate twice your country's median household income without working. Your spending habits are heavily influenced by your environment, which explains why American millionaires spend a median of just $31,367 on cars, with Toyota being their most popular brand. Even Warren Buffett only spent $55,000 on his most expensive car. For vehicles, follow millionaire mechanic Russ Perry's advice. Never buy new, purchase after someone else has absorbed the depreciation, and target low-mileage Japanese cars in the $3,000 to $5,000 range. For homes, apply this test. If you can't afford mortgage payments at double the current interest rate, you can't truly afford the home, a guideline that would have protected many families during the 2008 housing crisis. While schools teach abstract math, compound interest, Einstein's alleged eighth wonder of the world, is truly life-changing. Just $100 growing at 10% annually becomes $161 after 5 years, $673 after 20 years, and $1.3 million after 100 years. This exponential growth occurs because you earn returns on both your initial investment and accumulated returns. Consider Star, who invests $1.45 daily from age 5. By 65, her modest $32,400 total investment grows to over $1 million. Meanwhile, her friend Lucy, investing $800 monthly starting at 40, ends with $237,052 less despite investing nearly 8 times more. The crucial difference is time in the market. Before investing, eliminate high-interest credit card debt. Paying off a card with 18% interest equals a guaranteed tax-free 18% return, far better than typical stock market expectations. Historical market performance supports long-term investing, averaging nearly 10% annually from 1920 to 2010, with $1,000 potentially growing to over $44,600 in 40 years through dividends and appreciation. Most financial advisors are essentially salespeople, prioritizing their profits by selling actively managed funds over superior index funds. With just 3 index funds, a home country stock index, an international stock index, and a government bond index, investors can outperform most professionals at a fraction of the cost. The evidence supporting index investing is overwhelming. Warren Buffett recommends them for average investors, and Nobel Prize-winning economists endorse them. Research shows 96% of active funds underperform indexes after accounting for fees, taxes, and survivorship bias. Active funds suffer from 5 major disadvantages: expense ratios, marketing costs, trading costs, sales commissions, and tax inefficiency. Even legendary manager Peter Lynch, who averaged 29% annual returns with Fidelity Magellan, admits the public would be better off in an index fund. Ted Aronson, managing $7 billion professionally, invests all his personal taxable money in Vanguard index funds, stating, "After tax, active management just can't win." The impact of fees is staggering. With $100,000 invested for 25 years at 8% market returns, an actively managed fund charging 2.2% leaves you with $422,598, while an index fund charging 0.2% grows to $730,013, a $307,415 difference from just a 2% fee gap. Most investors underperform their own funds because they buy high and sell low, driven by fear and greed. While funds might average 10% annual returns over decades, the average investor earns only about 7.3%, a difference that compounds to over $250,000 on a $50,000 investment over 25 years. Market timing is virtually impossible. John Bogle couldn't name anyone who consistently succeeded at it after 50 years in the industry. Market movements are largely unpredictable, with research showing major historical market moves often had no logical connection to world events. Stock markets resemble dogs on leashes. Prices may temporarily race ahead of business earnings, but eventually must align with underlying performance. The late 1990s tech bubble exemplified this disconnect, with unprofitable companies seeing soaring valuations until the inevitable crash. Disciplined investors capitalize on market downturns by selling bonds to buy discounted stocks. During the 2008-2009 financial crisis, while most investors were selling $228 billion of stock mutual funds, smart investors were buying at 50% discounts, following Warren Buffett's philosophy of seizing bargains during market drops. A balanced portfolio requires more than stock index funds. Like a healthy diet needs variety, responsible investing needs bonds for stability. Bonds act as parachutes during market crashes, protecting your investments from steep declines. Consider allocating a percentage to bonds roughly equivalent to your age, adjusted for risk tolerance. During downturns, maintain your desired stock-bond ratio by buying stocks with new contributions and essentially selling bonds to purchase stocks at lower prices. Reverse this when markets recover. Include international exposure, since U.S. markets represent only 45% of global markets. A total international stock market index provides diversification across developed and emerging economies. The couch potato portfolio, equal parts total stock market index and total bond market index, demonstrates effective simplicity, averaging nearly 11% annually from 1986 to 2001 while providing significant protection during crashes. If you must pick individual stocks, limit them to 10% of your portfolio. When selecting stocks, focus on businesses with long-term competitive advantages, consistent growth, low debt, high return on capital, and honest management. Financial advisors use sophisticated arguments against index funds to sell expensive products, claiming they underperform in downturns, deliver only average returns, highlighting temporary outperformers, and boasting about market timing abilities, all contradicting extensive research. Most advisors are primarily salespeople with minimal investment training, just 6 to 8 weeks for licensing exams. Their compensation creates inherent conflicts of interest, with significant commissions from selling actively managed products. Even institutional professionals with advanced degrees consistently fail to outperform simple index portfolios long-term. Major pension funds recognize this reality. Washington State indexes 100% of its stock assets, California 86%, New York 75%, and Connecticut 84%. Financial freedom comes from following principles wealthy people have practiced for generations: living below your means, leveraging compound interest, minimizing costs, controlling emotions, and building a balanced portfolio of low-cost index funds. True wealth isn't about flashy possessions, it's about freedom to make unconstrained choices. Every dollar saved today purchases future freedom. The path requires patience in an instant gratification world, discipline in a consumption-driven culture, and independent thinking amid financial noise. The rewards, security, freedom, and peace of mind are immeasurable.